In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about being a faithful steward. To be a steward means we're managers of something that belongs to another. And Paul tells us that God's requirement for us as stewards is faithfulness. To be faithful means to be loyal, devoted, unwavering, and committed to the task that he has given to us. And here in this passage, there are two areas in which we're called to show faithfulness. Number one, we're called to show faithfulness to the message of the gospel. Paul says in verse 1 that the apostles were managers or stewards of the eternal truths of God's word, more specifically, the truth of the gospel, which is Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. I heard about a church doing ministry in a local park telling kids that Jesus died to make their lives better. There was no mention of sin or that he died so that our sins could be forgiven. They were clearly being unfaithful to the message of the gospel. But not only are we called to be faithful to the message of the gospel, but number two, we're called to be faithful in our ministry of serving Christ. Faithfulness in ministry will often require sacrifice. You may have to give up some sleep. It takes time and finances. You may even lose some friends or some opportunities. Teens and young adults have huge decisions to make with regards to jobs and college and other life choices. And the devil will always try to suck you in with the lie that you need to leave the church so you can go find yourself. But as God's people, we must remember that true purpose and lasting hope can only be found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, applying the principles of his word, and staying connected to a local church. I know of one young man whose coach told him he would never start another game if he missed football practice for church on Sunday morning. But he told his coach, "That's just the way it has to be, coach, because I'll be in church every Sunday." I knew it was a sacrifice for him because football was his first love. But as a young Christian, he was learning what it meant to be faithful to God, and it cost him some opportunities. And so my challenge to you is, let's be faithful to the message of the gospel. And let's be faithful to the ministries in our local church so that when Christ returns, we can hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.